Well, first off, I dispute that contention that a team in Kansas City can't win. We'll get to that in a minute. Back in 1985, we did that through the way that Dayton Moore, the now the current general manager of the Kansas City Royals, who worked here as my assistant for 10 years, will put together that organization, re-strengthen that organization, and focus on a productive and consistent scouting and player development program so that you have a pipeline filled with quality players that you know their character, you know their work ethic, you know their adaptability, you know their athleticism, you know their winning spirit, you know their competitiveness, you know all of that, and you train them the way you want the game played. And when you bring them through your pipeline to your major league club, you do it with great confidence and great reliability. And they provide the foundation upon which you build by adding free agents and making good trades, if you're fortunate, and you supplement that. But that's the essential ingredient. And in 1985, we did that. We had a lot of our guys came bubbling up through the Kansas City Royals' great farm system. And we were able to make a couple deals. We added Jim Sundberg as the quarterback of our young pitching staff. I thought that was an important deal for us to have to make because we had guys like Saberhagen and Gubaza and Danny Jackson and young guys on that pitching staff that needed to be quarterback through a game. We had real consistent offensive performers. We had a Hall of Famer in George Brett. All of the pieces meshed so well together, and that's a key thing for a general manager, is finding not necessarily the most talented player in any deal or acquisition you make, but finding the most talented player that meshes his abilities and his emotional and character issues with your team and makes your team fiber stronger. And that's the way we did in 1985. We were not the best team, most talented team, I should say, excuse me. We were the best team because they played so well as a team.